we've also got a big musical finale from Sam Eagle. Sam, what's it about?
It's called A Salute to All Nations, but mostly America.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, I and the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Welcome back to our last segment of this edition of the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely, we do have our eye on the nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. My guest today has been and will be for our last segment, Dr. Janet Brill, who is a registered dietitian as well as a PhD, and she has written a great book. It is called Prevent a Second Heart Attack, 8 Foods, 8 Weeks to Reverse Heart Disease, and basically talking about by eating the right things, by basically taking control of your life and, you know, proper, exercising and conditioning. The whole key is to eat the right things and live a very productive lifestyle. So we appreciate Dr. Janet Brill coming on the show and talking about this book, Prevent a Second Heart Attack, 8 Foods, 8 Weeks to Reverse Heart Disease. And remember, you can definitely pick this up at the Woodridge Public Library. You can pick this up at all sorts of bookstores. So we definitely encourage people to do that. Again, Dr. Janet Brill, thanks for being on the show. We truly appreciate it. Appreciate it. And we talked a little bit a while ago, you know, about popcorn. And one thing we want to let our audience know is that there's a lot of research, you know, that needs to be done. You need to take hold of your own health. So when going to the movie theater to see Harry Potter, whatever it might be, I mean, it wouldn't be a problem to ask, you know, what oil is this popcorn being cooked in? Because if it's corn oil, I guess it's okay. But if it's sunflower and coconut oil, then you really need to avoid those then.
That's true, and especially coconut oil because of the saturated fat. So again, you know, if you can kind of bring your own, that works. Or snack before you go. It's kind of tough to get a real healthy snack in the movie theater, but hopefully that will be changing soon, someday soon, because the movie theater popcorn tends to be much higher in sodium and calories than the plain old air popcorn that I'm talking about. That really good for you.
Great. So you have all these recipes in your book, and now these are recipes that you had developed or you found, or?
Well, I actually, in my first book, Cholesterol Down, I did all the recipes or most of the recipes, and I got them from friends. But this time around, I decided, you know, let me leave the cooking up to the pros. And so I recruited a bunch of chefs and ask them if they would be kind enough to share their fabulous heart-healthy creations with the world. So I, most of these actually recipes now have been created by professional chefs. So they're super delicious.
Oh, fantastic. So, Janet, when we want, you know, we want to be heart-healthy, but now when we go to a restaurant, you know, what suggestions do you give for people? Again, it's about taking control, you know, of your own health and eating right. I mean, we always see at Disney World and we see at all these places, there's a little heart by the food, meaning it's heart healthy. But I mean, how should we go about deciding what's, you know, best to eat at a restaurant?
Okay, well, first of all, I make it pretty simple in my book because I have a daily checklist. So you want to make sure that you got in, you know, at least 2 or 3 pieces of fruit. And you check that off, and I'm talking whole pieces of fruit. You want to make sure that you got in at least 3 whole grains. So I go into, you know, give some examples of where you can find them and what they are and things of that nature. But I also talk about eating in restaurants because Americans love to eat out, as do I. And so really you just need to learn a little strategy. And there's pretty much any restaurant I could go into and find some heart healthy good food. So you have to be very particular about asking questions about how the food is prepared. A good choice is always going to be a steakhouse because you can go in there and generally you can get you can get a piece of salmon. You can get plain, remember, plain and as close to natural as possible is almost always better. So you could get spinach and ask them to have it sautéed in extra virgin olive oil with garlic, and that's heart healthy. You can get a salad bar, and there's beans on the salad bar, and all kinds of beautiful vegetables. And so you can always, you can do that. So you can eat well in restaurants. It's just, you know, takes a little education and make, and some assertiveness with the waiter. And also, don't forget to wash down your Mediterranean-style meal that I'm promoting with a nice glass of red wine. And this I really advocate to, if people are okay with drinking alcohol in moderation, and they can do that, then I recommend drinking one glass for women maximum, and up to two for men with dinner. And that's simply because red wine has been shown to cut the mortality from heart disease. There's no question about that. And also, it helps people to relax and to really enjoy the meal. And I think that's what I'd like all heart attack patients to take away from this book as well, that it's not just about the food that you put in your mouth, but it's about taking a step back and enjoying the food, enjoying life, enjoying a family and friends, and delicious food, artfully prepared, fresh from a garden type of food, as well as a nice glass of Pinot Noir to wash it down.
Exactly. And we had mentioned alcohol. We want to encourage everyone to drink in moderation. You know, that's really the only way to do it. But however, you know, sometimes people like to whoop it up on New Year's Eve. And I guess I'll put my question this way. Does, you know, having a heart attack affect the adversity of alcohol? Does it make it more potent or more deadly? Or
no, actually, it's a good form of medicine, if you will, if it can be taken in moderation. And it's good for the heart, and it's good for the blood pressure at that a small dose with meals frequently. So that's basically what the research is showing. So if you drink in excess, however, it's a double-edged sword. Then, yes, it increases your risk of death from heart disease, and it also raises blood pressure. So you got to be very careful there. So it's a little is good, a lot is not.
Exactly. So this seems like a great book. It's 336 pages, a lot of great information. Now, is the book divided actually into recipes or chapters, or how's that work?
It's actually divided into chapters. I have the chapters, it's title of the book is Prevent a Second Heart Attack, 8 Food, 8 Weeks to Reverse Heart Disease. So I have the, each chapter is a food, and then I have the bonus food, which is dark chocolate, so there's a whole chapter devoted to that. Then I have at the end, we have all the recipes, and the first couple chapters are actually the scientific part, where I go into the how people really got heart disease to begin with, and I go into the nuts and bolts of down into the heart and the arteries so that people can understand if they choose to learn about really how they got their first heart attack.
Oh, yeah, great. And now as far as people getting the books, I mean, is this available in bookstores or libraries? Would this be available at the Woodridge Public Library? Got to get my plug in there.
Yes, of course. It's available. It will be available where all books are sold, as well as all libraries and online.
Oh, fantastic. And speaking of online, we want to talk about websites. Now, let's talk about the website of the book. It's PreventASecondHeartAttack.com. And now that would have information about the book, how to purchase the book. And that's a good resource. Tell us about that.
Yes, it is.
Oh, and people could visit that, and they could find information on where to purchase the book. Then.
That is correct. And also, I have some questions. I have an excerpt on there, and also some Q&A handout for if people are interested in hearing my answers to some commonly asked questions.
Oh, and you also, Doctor, have a website then for yourself, which tells people if they're interested about the other books and more about you, they could visit you there.
That's true.
Oh, and what was that website?
That's drjanet.com. drjanet.com.
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah, we encourage everyone to get the book. And as we mentioned, that you're a registered dietitian, and now you help people then in your local area basically eat the right foods and live the best life they can then.
That's what I try to do.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Janet, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate that. We hope we brought a little insight into the subject. And any other thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me on. I enjoyed it very much. And I guess the message that I want to leave people with is that heart disease can be controlled, it can be stopped, it can be reversed. And you don't have to eat a deprivation-style diet to achieve these goals. Simply changing to a heart-healthy Mediterranean-style lifestyle is really the best thing that you can do to keep for a long and healthy life. And I hope that Americans will listen to that.
Okay, my guest has been Dr. Janet Brill, and we want to thank you so much for your time. And you've been listening to the Mike Kara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation, and please catch us again next time.